This is a podcast from Rover.
In Australia, it's Australian Day. They get a holiday. Probably get tomorrow off as well, I imagine. So, real long weekend for the Aussies. Producer Ryan joins us. Morning to you.
Morning.
So, a look here at the top five, and we've talked a lot. I'll tell you what, there's some absolute beauties in Australia. So many great stories come from Australia. We've got a segment on it as well. What are you up to, Australia? Here's your top five.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would have heard these before, but, I mean, some of these are worth re-listening to.
Absolutely, a day to celebrate our friends, our brothers and sisters across the ditch.
Number five, there's a dog attack. It's on the news. old guy recreated this last year, I think it was.
He's still around. Yeah. One of the great all-time news crosses.
Yeah, have a listen.
Number five.
I came out into the front yard, and the dogs were across the road. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over.
I mean, that's a strong start, if that's enough.
The iconic Corey Worthington.
Shock, Corey.
In 2008, he was 16 years old. He hopped on MySpace and MSN. And then was like, hey guys, I'm having a party, my parents away. His parents specifically said, don't have any parties, Corey. He did this iconic news cross with nipple rings in, no shirt, a hoodie on, peroxide blonde hair.
And big glasses.
Have a listen.
Okay, Corey, we've got to wrap this up, but what would you say to other kids who were thinking of partying when their parents are out of town?
Get me to do it for you.
Get you to do it for you. Not don't do it.
Nah, get me to do it for you. Best party ever so far. That's what everyone's been saying, so...
Well, we've got to go, but I suggest you go away and take a good, long, hard look at yourself.
I have. Everyone has. They love it.
Yes, Corey.
Didn't he also say, haters gonna hate?
Yeah.
That was a different one.
Who
did she think she was, anyway?
The haters gonna hate guy is the crocodile guy. That
is
had
it?
10 cups of goon.
That's right.
Yeah. I've confused me Aussie battlers. Yeah. Sorry.
Number three, Brisbane poo jogger.
He's the Brisbane businessman busted doing his business.
Imagine someone comes to your room or your house and then poo there. How would you feel about it?
The man with a preference for private pathways was dubbed poo jogger by fed up residents. They claimed for months human waste kept appearing in their unit complex. So Steve and a neighbour set up a sting, installing an infrared motion sensor camera.
We knew that Monday, Wednesday and Friday mornings he was running past and always around 5:30.
Finally snapping a clean image.
That particular morning, I saw him run up the path. He was 3 minutes late.
His reaction?
He just said, hello.
Lovely, lovely pun from her, snapping a clean one.
Yeah.
That was good. Was that you and Aussie over something?
Again, not again, Miles.
Nah, Miles wouldn't have been jogging.
3 days a week.
Not on holiday.
Of course not, sorry.
Man.
Now, I couldn't find many details on this guy. I think Bryce actually sent it through last year. It's some battler from the outback and the sort of night he had, or the weekend he had. Have a listen. I
he got ended up in court. Is it that guy?
Different guy.
Oh, geez, there's so many.
So many.
Seven fights in 5 hours. Only won three of them. My jaw broken, nose broken, both my eyes blackened. So I got into a bit of marijuana and a couple of bottles of rum, and that dulled the pain. That didn't work out. I ended up shitting myself. And then ended up sleeping with about three different girls over the weekend and rode a wild horse and a bucking bull and come home again. Most people haven't done that in a lifetime, have they?
That was actually me in Australia.
Finally,
I'm not the jogger. That was me.
How does everyone should know that guy's name?
That's
one of the greatest.
I couldn't find his name. I'm like,
also, how's he not number one?
I know. Number
one. A classic case of mistaken identity where they thought that they'd arrested in a Chinese restaurant. One of Queensland's most notorious criminals.
Yes.
Turns out
from restaurants eating meals, wasn't he?
Well, turns out, exactly. So they thought they'd got this guy that's like horrific, who's done some like murders and everything. This guy was just a petty criminal named Cecil.
See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir. Yes. I see that you know your judo well. And you, sir, Are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off me?
This is democracy.
Manifest.
Happy Australian Day. Happy Australian Day.
What a beauty. What a beauty. And there's so many we didn't even get to.
Haters gonna hate.
Wow,
incredible stuff.
Great stuff, right?
So many. It's Australia Day today, so they get a day off. It honours, just quickly, the establishment of the first permanent European settlement on the continent of Australia in 1788.
Quite rightly, a lot of controversy over it. So a lot of parades or celebrations that we're going to have in some parks today, I see on various news sites, have been cancelled. Because of, obviously, clash of feelings and opinions on what the day represents.
Yes, and today's the day that they just drink, essentially.
Yeah.
Probably have tomorrow off too, I imagine. And we'll probably get some more stories, some more battlers from Australia Day to play tomorrow. Correct. But Ryan, you've done a great job. 2 hours ago, we looked at the top five Aussie battlers just from this show that we've talked about. Now you've found five more.
Yes, not hard to. This guy, number five.
Yeah.
Number five.
He comes from a news report, I think it was post an Australia Day long weekend. Have a listen to him.
And we're going to make some commuters' Mondays that little bit brighter. God. How was your Australia Day long weekend?
Very good.
What did you get up to?
Punched a few cones.
Wow, okay, we'll just start leaving it there, all right?
Live on Breakfast Telly, so punched good. A few How cones.
Good. Number four.
A man that Mal was actually referenced earlier.
Yes.
2017. He was, showing off in front of some tourists.
Yeah, he was.
And he got his arm bitten by a croc.
I started telling them about how backpackers are more likely to get eaten by a crocodile than Australians. So we decided to go down to the river and test the theory.
How many drinks had you had by that point?
About 10 cups of goon.
Do you understand that most of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
Yeah, I do.
What's your response to that?
I'm not really. Haters gonna hate.
He's the best.
That's my guy.
I haven't heard him for a while. And then when you hear that entire interview, he tried to score a girl by saying they won't eat an Aussie, an alligator, smashed 10 cups of goon, jumped in and got bitten by a croc. I didn't mean to say alligator.
It's number amazing. Three.
Again, this guy may be more of a hero, a community hero. Have a listen, Wayne with a burglar.
2 o'clock this morning, my wife comes in and says, someone ran into the shop, and I said, oh, what? So I jumped out of bed, and all I had was my undies on, and I've walked out the front, and I seen the bloke walking back to the car, and then the police were coming, and I flashed them and sent them off in the direction of him. But, mate, all I had was my jocks on, and I was chasing him up the street, and I'm just like, mate.
Now, Daniel, you managed to put some pants on in the meantime.
Yeah, mate.
That's good to hear. Do you feel like a hero?
Oh, not really. It's just something you got to do for the community, mate.
Legend.
Number two.
Good on you, mate.
This next guy coached the Wallabies for a certain period of time. He was the most popular talkback radio host.
What's his name?
Alan Jones.
Alan Jones.
He was really upset in the studio one day, wasn't he? This is very similar to what I've heard Rog do Sundays when me and Moles get to work.
Oh, there's dust in here. Jesus, it's bloody insufferable. Well, mate, can't you sense there's dust in here? I can't breathe.
There's more.
Well, it is fucking hopeless. I mean, if this is that bloody urgent, I should be given it in the morning. Just sensing my life should be turned into a fucking nightmare for the sake of other incompetence. From here on in, you can tell them I'm refusing to do something that I've got my face up against the wall and they want it done immediately. And I need to know exactly what's on. It's absolutely ridiculous. I've got to catch a plane at 10 o'clock to raise fucking money for charity. And I've got these people here sticking stuff up my bloody nose and my ass. It's just ridiculous. Well, do it happen today?
Sorry, I think you're broken.
Oh,
that's not even...
That is you, Rog.
That's amazing, eh?
That is amazing. Rog Jones.
Yeah, I know, and he lost his job too. He's not even number one. He's number one.
Number one.
This guy we had last year, he's banned from all the liquor stores and all the bars. It's a massive news story on him. Have a listen.
Young bloke.
Well, I do get on the piss a lot. We go out to properties, we shoot we do burnouts. Yeah, typical 20-year-old stuff.
Kyle Ferguson now slapped with a statewide booze ban.
Hey, boys, I have just got a notice saying I'm banned from every alcohol serving establishment here in WA.
Are you going to be able to make a whole year without alcohol?
God, no.
I love the square beer, the old sugarcane champagne a little too much to not give that up.
He was out drinking with mates when he tried entering Paramount Nightclub.
So this bloke pulled me off out of the line onto the street and said, "Look, mate, you can't come in here just because you're dressed like a f***ing redneck. This is unfair." And he goes, chucks me wallet and ID across the road and goes, "What are you going to do about it?" I threw the first punch and my fist didn't connect with his face, so...
You missed.
I missed completely. My mum's disappointed in me, Dad's disappointed. So I think it's kind of un-Australian, to be honest.
Happy Australia Day.
Great work, Ryan. Great stuff.
Great wrap up, Ryan. Top five Aussies. Yeah. It's been 10, in fact, so that's amazing.
Beauty. Earlier on, Rog said it's Australia Day. They celebrate that in Australia.
You're a worthy Australian too, Rog.
Oh, there's dust in here.
You're an honorary Australian.
We should celebrate it here too. We really should.